Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, State Senator James Settlemyer. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, we have Jesse Gutierrez, Andy Barbano, and Dick Gamak. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. It's always a pleasure to welcome back to the program State Senator James Settlemyer, representing Senate District 17. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Always a pleasure to be on here, Sam.
Okay, so let us talk about the thing that's going around now where people are talking, at least in the media, about the potential of $1 billion tax increase coming up in the next legislative session. Your thoughts on, A, is this something anybody's been discussing with you? Is it a reality? Is it just talk?
You know, we haven't heard any final details on the budget. We're all waiting to see what that final budget is. However, I know we have to look at where the state's at and the true expenses. And by true expenses, you know, we know that we're missing $140 million due to the change in mining. You know, the gold prices were $1,700. They dropped to $1,200. So I think it's $140 or $170 million there. You look at the Unaffordable Care Act, as I like to call it. You know, there's a fee in there of, I think it's $76 per employee. You take that times 130,000 employees, there's another $10 million. So you start adding all these things up.
The cost that's a fee to the state?
I'm told that we've been trying to track it down. I've been having discussions with Carol Velardo, and we're not sure yet. You know, we're still trying to read the bill. So in that respect, we're trying to figure out what expenses are there. The expansion of Medicaid will probably end up costing us money. We do have student increases down in Clark County, and I don't think you want to short education in any way, shape, or form.
And plus, you've got the sunset taxes at, $600 million. So just in the numbers you've given us there, that's three-quarters of $1 billion. So you're essentially, without saying it, saying that, yeah, that is not out of the realm of possibility of $1 billion tax increase, which we saw also during Kenny Guinn's reign as governor.
Right, and I think that we have to look at those numbers. It doesn't mean we're going to use all the sunsets. You know, if you look at the economic forum that came in at 6.3, I believe, where last year we used 6.6, so you know you're about 300 shy there, plus you add in the 140, any, you know, increase in education. It's a number we have to look at. We don't want a short education, but at the same time, I don't necessarily think you can necessarily do $1 billion tax increase because of the economic impact to the businesses that were just finally convincing to expand in the state of Nevada and to move to the state of Nevada. So it's a balancing, you know, that needs to be done to figure out what do we do to make sure we have quality schools, which brings us into a whole myriad of different subjects of how can we improve education? I don't think we want to see money cut to them, but in the same respect, in the past when we've given them large increases, we haven't seen large increases in quality. So these are the things we have to look at as a legislative body.
You know, there was a report out of Southern Nevada last couple of months that the Zoom schools had really shown significant improvement with those targeted schools and more money focused at specific programs there. So is there areas where the money targeted does actually improve student achievement?
Sure. I mean, it's not a rule saying that no matter what, it doesn't improve money. But if you look at it as a whole, you look at the federal government, the amount of money they use in Title 13 schools, and they give those schools anywhere from 2 to 3 times more money than other areas, they don't have better schools. And we've seen that in the past. We have to figure out a solution that works. And to me, the answer has always been parental involvement. Mm-hmm. And those Zoom schools are doing just that. Yes, they're spending more money, but they're being able to motivate and get those parents involved in the education of their children. And that's where, to me, you're really seeing that change around. And we need to get parents more focused on those children. Even the concept so that these teachers, sadly, right now are having to worry about head lice. They need to be worrying about the kid passing the test and teaching him the things necessary for society.
Yeah, but, you know, the reality is that, you know, and we've done many shows on this, the number of homeless kids that are in the school system, especially in Clark County, the parents who are working 2 jobs each and don't have the ability, may not even speak English, to be able to help their kids. I mean, you know, you have to balance that out and say that there are going to be some kids in the state that are going to need a lot more help than others.
And I think what you have to look at is how can we help the parents get more involved? That old adage of, you know, if you teach a man to fish, you feed him for life. If you give him a fish, you only feed him for the day. How do these parents better parents,
well,
per se?
Yeah, but I mean, if somebody's working 16 hours a day, mm-hmm. And both sides of that family are working at minimum wage 16 hours a day, I mean, the state cannot turn around and give those people money to have them stop working those hours to be able to help their kids. And I'm not saying that all parents shouldn't help their kids. They should if they are able to. But there is a situation for a lot of families in Nevada in these service jobs that are not high-paying that are not going to have that ability.
Sam, if you look at me, I'm making far less than minimum wage, and I work way more than 16 hours a day. And I still am there to pick up my kid. I came in here today after I dropped my daughter off from school. And I'll be there later today to pick her up from school. So I understand exactly what you're saying, but the other reality is people need to get more engaged in their child's education.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be State Senator James Settlemyer when we return.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator James Settlemyer.
Senator, the Assembly put out a wish list, Assembly Republican Caucus. Mm-hmm. I understand it's where this came from and not necessarily seen or involved any Senate Republicans. But they have some 24 items on their wish list of legislative changes they want to make, with more to come. Have you seen this list, and do you, how do you feel about some of the items that are included here, if you have seen it?
I haven't seen the list. You know, people forwarded it, and I scanned it real quick, but I haven't taken the time to read it. We've been worrying about trying to get our stuff done in the Senate and get geared up for session. This is the first time, obviously, any Republican's been in a chairmanship position, so I'm very worried about making sure we do right by the state of Nevada in that respect. I've heard some of the things on it, and some are interesting ideas, and I think it's just what you said. It's a wish list.
Right. And they do, we were talking about education funding, mm-hmm. and they do have some education reform items listed here, vouchers, teacher tenure, those kinds of things. What kind of reforms do you think we need to make in education to improve education, as you were saying, more parental involvement? But how do we actually do that?
Well, I think that we got to look at how do we help the teachers teach? What do the teachers need? And talk to them. I remember when I first got elected to the Assembly, I went around and talked to all the teachers that taught kindergarten in my district. There were 29 of them. And in talking to them, only two or three wanted full-day kindergarten. Instead, they said, we need more freedom to teach. We need more time. Give me a teacher's aide. Free up my time so I can work with little Johnny, who sadly comes from a home that is a little bit less in means, and therefore he needs a little bit more help learning to read. So we need to do that. We need to look at, my opinion, we need to look at the amount of administration we have. If you look at a private school system, they operate on less than a tenth of what we do on a public school system. Why is that? I also think we need to look at other states. I know it's a bad word to say in Nevada sometimes, but if you look at what California's done with English language learners in South Lake Tahoe, where 95% of them are mainstream the next year, we're not doing that well in Southern Nevada with that type of an odds.
And what are they doing in South Lake Tahoe that we're not doing?
You know, I've requested data recently from them to try to figure out, is there anything we can, you know, not reinvent the wheel? Is there anything we can do that would be beneficial to the students in the state of Nevada? And we're still trying to look at that. I sent some people that are on the education committee to try to go talk to them. But a lot of times we don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are the ability. You know, you look at some of the teachers that have taken some of the worst schools, like in Oakland, California, and taken them to the best. They did such crazy concepts as to figure out what textbook the best school was using and use that textbook instead. And they found out remarkable improvements. So there are many different things I think we can do to try to help the educational level in the state of Nevada. I graduated with a degree in education. The solution is not always money. I think the solution is always about parental involvement, as we talked about earlier, and also giving the teachers the tools necessary to succeed.
I just want to get your observations on what's been going on in the Assembly with the Republicans. And do you have concerns? You know, you came from the Assembly before mm-hmm. you were in the Senate. That the Republicans are going to split themselves, you know, in two here, and it's going to end up with an alignment between Democrats and Republicans and marginalizing the conservative Republicans in the Assembly?
You know, when I first began my first session in the Assembly, I was naive and thought it was always about Republican versus Democrat. Then after that session, the Republican majority was lost in the Senate, and it changed. So then it was both houses within the Democratic Party. And I learned real quick, it was not about Republican versus Democrat. It's always been about the Senate versus the Assembly and differences of ideas. With that being said, do I worry about the Republican Party and the Assembly ripping themselves apart? Yes. I'm a little concerned with the leadership team they've selected now that doesn't have anyone from, let's say, the more moderate aspect of it. It seems to be a little bit more to the right than normal, and I don't think that's a good idea. I think the balance for the state of Nevada has always been center-right. It's always been on the right, but more to the center. You know, if we get too extreme, whether it be in the past, where legislative sessions, ideas that were center-right, never got a hearing, they were shoved into drawers, never allowed to see the light of day, even though these are the ideas that our constituencies elected us to try to represent, that's wrong. And it'll be the same thing if they do on the other side. And that's why in the Senate, at least in the committee I'll be chairing, I feel that every bill basically deserves a hearing. Doesn't necessarily mean they'll get a vote, but they have the right to have their ideas heard.
Senator, along those lines, with the really lack of experience of some of the new leadership in the assembly, just the process of running the legislature, getting bills out of committee, meeting deadlines, how concerned are you in the 120 days that they'll be able to just do the process part as new committee members? Some have never even chaired a committee before, ever.
Well, in that respect, remember, no Republican has ever chaired a committee that is there now. But in that respect, I remember when Raggio was no longer the head of the Senate, that was the first time any of those Democrats were ever chairman either.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem. We have some great training programs and able to help individuals. The true question of, you know, time frame, 120 days, can both sides work together and get things out? It's my desire to do just that. Let's see if we can actually do something interesting and conclude the legislative session early. It's usually the budget that holds
good,
that
good
up.
Good luck on that.
Right?
Maybe if we knock out Cookie Day, that might happen. We could save
day.
A little time there.
But, that's what you run into.
Can I just take a quick, because we're running out of time. We've got about 30 seconds left. You know, everybody's excited about Tesla, but one of the things that people don't realize is the Dairy Farmers of America are just really knocking it out of the park with that dry milk plant near Fallon.
Absolutely.
And what are you thinking in terms of expansion of that? Can Nevada provide the dairy herds that they need because the milk is already sold if they can produce it?
Correct. And I think there's actually, we could almost increase it by 40%, the production in the state of Nevada, and still not meet their full capacity. There's obviously a lot of dairies that are a little tired of California and are starting to move over to Nevada. And if we can provide them the land, the area, the water, and everything that's there, hopefully they'll move. I think it's a tremendous win for the state of Nevada, and it's a great opportunity. So, yeah, thank you for highlighting some of the great things in my district. It's great to see them expand, and I'm hoping it'll go even further.
And please, next time you talk to them, tell them we've been trying to get somebody from there to come on the program ever since the plant has been in existence, and we'd love to have them on and talk about it. It's a huge success for rural Nevada.
I'll find you one.
Thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
If you want to sell your home, call Marshall Realty. What separates us is our commitment to market your home everywhere. And I promise you results or you pay me nothing. Call today at 473-1055.
Tell me more about the Charter Spectrum Triple Play.
You mean the best TV, internet, and voice?
Charter Spectrum Triple Play.
TV.
200 free in sweet HD. 10,000 on demand.
Instantly.
I'm not just the operator. Ditch the dish. I'm your liberator.
Charter Spectrum TV. Just $29.99. Call
1-844-452-999.
Charter Spectrum high speed means no slowdown. 60 megs. I like the way that sounds.
Say goodbye to DSL. Say hello to fast as.
Charter Spectrum Internet. Just $29.99. Call
1-844-452-999. Charter Spectrum Voice. Unlimited talk.
Zero fees and features that rock.
Crystal clear connection. Say hi.
Charterators. Standing by. Charter Spectrum Voice. Just $29.99. Call
1-844-452-999.
Yeah.
1-844-452-999.
If you want amazing results and a marketing expert, you need to call Marshall Realty. My guarantee is your 100% satisfaction or you pay me no commission. Call me today if you want to see how we invest in marketing your home.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney for how long?
Less than a month.
500 years.
he's down here for counting days. Andy Barbano is the editor of NevadaLabor.com, and Jesse Gutierrez, former executive director of Nevada Hispanic Services. Pleasure to have you all here. So the report from the governor says that we expect to be $162 million short in the budget by July. And if you go along with the sunset taxes of $600 million, you're looking at $750 million shortfall. You've got all kinds of additional problems going from the expansion of Medicare all the way through to the number of kids enrolling in the Clark County School District, which is dramatically up. Mr. Gamick, your thoughts on potentially a $1 billion tax increase?
Well, I don't see the sunset clauses being invoked. I think they're going to be extended to start with, so that money won't be missing. The governor's already talking finally about tax reform, and he said that when he makes his State of the State speech that he's going to divulge his tax reform and where he's going with that. So I think that's going to be a relief valve to some extent. And yes, the school districts need funding. I mean, that last bill that they tried to get through was a bad one, but it needs to be done, and somewhere this has got to happen. So we'll see.
Mr. Barbano?
Assembly Speaker de facto, Ira Hansen, read my column in the Tribune, and his major domo, Michelle Boom Boom Fiore, are going to let the state go right down the drain. No tax increases. Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
All right, but Jesse, you certainly have moderate Republicans in both the Assembly and the Senate, and if they join together with the Democrats to support the governor, which would not be unlikely, do you see this happening?
I see that they're going to do what's right. I think that they're going to have to not let sunset tax be sunsetting. That'll help. I believe that's going to happen. This educational reform that's going on that the governor said was going to be worked on to make it a little easier on the schools, I've yet to see that. I'm waiting to hear what he's got to say about how he's going to be changing the budget around for the educational aspects. But as far as more money coming in, I think there's going to have to be some kind of modified taxes changes in the law.
How do you think the tax position will play out? You know, you're not the governor, but I mean, what would you do if you were the governor?
No, Governor Sandoval's already mentioned that he is looking real seriously at the services, doing tax on services. Then after that, about 15%, the last figures I have, of what we sell in this state are goods. 85% are services. So we've got this little piece that we're taxing, we've got this great big piece we're not. You spread it out over the whole thing so you have 100%, and you can lower the tax rate and still come in with additional revenue. That's one. Two, you put a broad base. Anything has a hiccup like auto sales did here a few years ago, it's not going to tear down the whole system. You're not going to wind up in the hole because you spread it out so doggone far. That's one thing he's already said he's looking real seriously at doing. The other thing I've been advocating all along is real estate tax. And let's get that to fair market value like every other state in the union does. And let's get that on a fair system, too. And I think that'll generate more revenue.
Okay, now when you're talking about real estate tax, what exactly are you looking at?
Taxes on real property.
He's talking about the depreciation from the 1981 tax shift.
Okay, but not property taxes.
Property taxes, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, so lifting the caps on property taxes?
No, I don't even think you need to do that. You go to fair market value, you get rid of depreciation, you get rid of all the other things that are going on with it. If you want to take and give a certain group a break, such as seniors, you do the same thing you do for vets now. Do a little card, they send it in, and they get a reduction of $50 or something on their taxes. Much simpler system, and I think it's going to result in more property taxes without putting the burden on any particular business or any particular people.
What do you think of the sound of that?
Your Honor, let the record show that distinguished attorney Gamick this morning has advocated a sales tax on legal services and law firms. What you're talking about is unwinding the infamous 1981 tax shift that moved us to an unstable tax base, and at the same time, gave a tremendous tax windfall to people who own older homes through that cockamamie depreciation standard, which is why so many homes were assessed under actual market value. I don't think that it has any chance of passage at all. Regressive taxes on people that don't make much money, like sales taxes, is what Nevada loves, And so we're once again going to hurt the physically and mentally disabled the low-wage earner.
All right, but what you're basically doing is you are agreeing with D.A. Gammack that what he suggested is the right way to go.
Well, I think unwinding the tax shaft is a very good idea. Yes,
okay.
I agree.
Okay.
I'm in full agreement of what District Attorney Gammack has just said. I mean, it's going to have to be spread out. You can't just hit one industry or another. Definitely that hurts one or the or more people, but the more you spread it out, the better it should be. But I definitely feel that taxes have got to be in place somehow, somewhere, in a much more fair method than what has been going on. Industry, I mean, we have all this new industry coming on board. More people are going to be coming in. Sales taxes are going to be probably helping with more people coming into the state. So let's hope and pray that everything will start evening out, because that shortfall
sales
needs to be corrected.
Sales taxes hurt the small person. Sales taxes hurt the guy riding the bus.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you all. We'll see who comes out correct in January when the governor gives his state of the state. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Wake up and come play. Make something new. Play dress up with us. And get moving, too. Watch all your friends enjoy the fun right here on NBC Kids.
All right, you heard about it, you thought about it. Well, it's time to act, because Carson Dodge Ram is making your holidays bright with the final 2014 Big Finish event. You want a year-end truck deal? Carson's got them with Hemi Quad Cab 4x4s, only $28,200. And our biggest discounts of the year on all Ram 2500 and 3500 Crew or Mega Cab 4x4s. Save up to $10,500 off MSRP. Only at Carson Dodge Ram, where Ram trucks really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonDodge.com.
Need cash for the holidays? Can't wait on Santa? Then come to Tuttle Max now. We're spreading holiday cheer with cold hard cash. With Tuttle Max, get $1,000, $5,000, even $10,000. All it takes is a car title and a driver's license. Ho, ho, ho. Tuttle Max gives you more cash at lower rates with fast approval. So why wait? Act now. Turn your car title into holiday cash at Tuttle Max, and you too will say, I got my title back with Tuttle Max.
$5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner weekday specials. Eat at Joe's, 6350 South Virginia, corner of Neal.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
On the next broadcast, UNR President Mark Johnson. We'll see you then.